KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 35 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this morning by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In Western Iowa news, officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say a 13-year-old girl from Sergeant Bluff was injured Sunday afternoon after she fell from an all-terrain vehicle in a public wildlife area southwest of Sergeant Bluff in Woodbury County. Jaden Van Wick was a passenger on the ATV being operated by her brother, 17-year-old Tanner, when she fell off the machine and broke her leg. The incident occurred on the Wheatland Access area just before 4:30 p.m. Sunday. Both of the riders were wearing helmets at the time of the mishap. Jaden Van Wick was transported by ambulance to Mercy Medical Center in Sioux City. The accident remains under investigation by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. News time is 7:07.
Spring has sprung in our area. The flowers are blooming and all the plants are coming to life. But for some of our residents, this means only one thing: allergy season. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Talk to me or one of your Health Mart pharmacists. We'll take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer your allergy questions.
Atlantic is a Health Mart town, and Rex Health Mart Pharmacy is here caring for you and about you.
Say goodbye to your old phone and hello to amazing new deals at U.S. Cellular, like the Samsung Galaxy Axiom and select new smartphones, all for under $100. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. Applicable smartphone data plan required. New two-year agreement and $35 device activation fee may apply. See store for details.
There's never been a better time to start enjoying the benefits of a new smartphone. For less than $100? What a deal. Come see me, Becky, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest early this morning of a PISCA man. 21-year-old Ryan Dwayne Burmeister faces a charge of open container by a passenger after the vehicle he was in was pulled over at around 1 a.m. in the 100 block of West Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. Burmeister was released from custody on a citation bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a local woman Sunday afternoon. 34-year-old Amy Dawn Clemens of Red Oak was charged with shoplifting. She was taken into custody around 2:15 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held Sunday on $300 bond. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening in the Council's chambers at City Hall beginning at 5:15. During the meeting, Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring will provide the board with updates on the Schulberg Recreation Area Campground, the Sunnyside Park Tennis Court Reconstruction Project, including a review of the project timeline, an update on the boat ramp project, and information regarding park department personnel. Herring will also present a review of the building committee meeting held April 4th and seek the board's approval of a change order on the maintenance building as recommended by the committee. Members of the Cam and Griswold Community School District's Board of Education will hold separate meetings this evening. In Griswold, the board meets at 5:30 at the Central Office Boardroom to discuss the high school computer laptops and teen leadership, that following presentations on those matters. Also, the 2013 school board election and discussion with regard to the showcase night. The board is also expected to act on the Sports Booster Constitution and bylaws, a resolution pertaining to the school calendar and the Fisher track, and they'll also receive an update on district negotiations and various board policies. Meanwhile, in Anita, the CAM School Board will gather at 7 o'clock this evening in the CAM High School Media Center. Discussion and possible action items on their agenda include those matters pertaining to the football scoreboard, school board elections, the Anita Development Corporation, various contracts, the 2013-2014 school calendar, and approval of 2013 graduates. And prior to adjourning their meeting, the CAM School Board will enter into a closed session to discuss negotiations for the 2013-2014 school year. The collapse of a downtown building left quite a mess in the northwest Iowa town of Ida Grove over the weekend. Assistant Fire Chief Scott Van Dusen said the vacant building on 2nd Street started to collapse Saturday evening when a side wall caved in. After that wall fell in at around 8:30 p.m. Saturday, the building's roof collapsed and other walls were pulled down. The building had been empty for about 3 years and wasn't insured. The current owners have been trying to sell it. No one was injured during the collapse, and the neighboring business buildings appear to be okay. It wasn't immediately clear how old the building was that collapsed, but the building next door was constructed in 1902. Four people have pleaded guilty to a mortgage scheme in the Des Moines area. Federal prosecutors say 35-year-old Jamie Bowers Danielson and her husband, 35-year-old Matthew Danielson, pleaded guilty to bank fraud. Bowers Danielson also pleaded guilty to bank fraud conspiracy. They're from Ankeny. Prosecutors say Bowers Danielson used her position as a loan originator between 2003 and 2007 to falsify loan applications for herself and others. 43-year-old Bobby Wojahoda pleaded guilty to bank fraud conspiracy, and her husband, Des Moines Police Captain Wade Wojahoda, pleaded guilty to receiving proceeds obtained under false pretenses, and the couple is from Grimes. Prosecutors say Bobby Joe Wojahoda inflated home values, including that of her own house, when she appraised them. The four are scheduled to be sentenced in July.